Hey!
Hi!
Welcome back to By Its Cover.
That's right. That's where you are. You clicked it. You should know. Or it autoplayed, in which case, thank you, podcast player apps, for the revenue.
Don't click away yet. This episode's going to be fantastic.
You know,
regret it if you leave.
Just lost half of the retention from that. You don't ask people to stay. You say, go away. Nobody wants you around here. Why are you here? God, stupid. You're so stupid. Keep listening. Just kidding. We love you. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. That reminds me. We have something to address. In a previous episode, we asked Mom the question of why she asks me what the Goodreads ratings are.
Pause. Okay. As a sibling, I was immediately in trouble in my brain. We have something to address. Oh my God, what did we do? Why are we in trouble? Continue.
Do you want to keep that in or not?
Yeah.
Okay. So the question was asked to Mom on a public platform, why she asks me what a Goodreads rating is for a book that I'm recommending versus why she never asks Jake.
What was the bad book you recommended?
Okay, actually, that's not what it is at all. You know what she said immediately? Because he doesn't ever answer the phone.
It's true. If you call me, I will not answer the phone.
It's true.
I hate being on the phone. It is the most disruptive thing to life you could do. All of a sudden, I'm having a conversation with someone. I can't even see them. They're miles and miles away. They're not even in the same room. And then your dogs bark because they don't know you're having a conversation, nor do they actually care.
Anyway, there you go, Mom. Your answer has made it on the air. Congratulations.
And if you want your answer read on the air, submit your questions to the comment section of the episode.
Check out the episode show notes for our email address.
Katie knows these things. I don't know these things. I just show up. So, Katie, what book are we covering?
Yeah, let's do it. Covering?
By its covering.
By its covering. This is a verb now. We're so popular that we've become a verb.
What are we covering?
We are talking about a book today called Quietly Hostile by Samantha Irby. I read this one. You did not,
I did not read this.
Why not, Jake?
Well, let's do what we did last time.
Okay.
I didn't read this because it wasn't in the spreadsheet for me to read, but I want to guess what it's about.
I thought you didn't pick it because it's nonfiction.
I had no idea.
Okay.
No longer know these things when I look at books, just reading them by their covers.
And that's fantastic.
It's like the least favorite thing, but we'll talk about that next time. Building anticipation for next episode. Thank you for clicking on the next one as well. Or having an auto played to you. Thank you. I really appreciate your patronage or whatever it's called.
In 1 week.
In one week. Stick around. Okay. So.
So describe the cover.
It's a badger.
Are you sure it's not a skunk?
Okay. I think it's a skunk or a badger.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got fangs. And It says quietly hostile, but I'm pretty sure this thing is making noise.
Okay.
But I didn't read it because it wasn't on the spreadsheet for me to read. It also says the word essays, and it's immediately a turnoff. Because I'm thinking, okay, there's an introductory paragraph, there's three body paragraphs, and then there's an outro paragraph or conclusion paragraph. So I'm thinking this book is all essays.
Yeah.
Like 100 pages
like
of just...
Like full essays.
Just, well, I mean, 5-paragraph essays.
Like I wrote this for the FCAT.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the author wrote this for the FCAT. For our listeners in Florida, you know exactly what that is.
Right.
Yeah. It's how they tell you whether or not you're going to work in fast food.
That's horrible. What else does it say on the cover?
Wildly, seditiously funny. Our great bard of quarantine, Paul Segal, the New York Times. Oh, hey, look at that. Perul. Perul Segal.
Not a clue.
Do you know who that is?
No, do you?
Absolutely not.
For a second, I thought you did.
New York Times bestselling author of Wow. No, thank you.
Yeah, I kind of want to read that now, too.
I have no idea. Ooh, okay, I have no idea what this book is about.
No idea.
Other than it's a book of 5-paragraph essays.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any particular... This book is about anything.
Yeah, what is it about? Tell me what this book is.
It's like a collection of chapters that she was... It felt like a collection of chapters of what she was thinking about or sharing with her audience... Or the reader. So like little life stories or hilarities or some chapters were very, very short. It was hilarious. Essays? Yeah, they're essays, you might say.
So it's a book with chapters of essays.
Yeah, and none of the chapters were really very related to other chapters.
So like short stories?
Sort of, yeah. You might call them essays, though.
There's this other author... that I was given a book for, mm-hmm. I'll have to figure out, I think his name is like David Boone or something, mm-hmm. but I read a book very similar to this.
Yeah.
But what? Tell us some essays.
Okay. First, I really liked that this book was dedicated to Zoloft. You know the dedication in the front where they usually dedicate it to their mother or their partner or God or, you know, this book was dedicated to Zoloft.
Zoloft, the antidepressant?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me more. Like, you know, take us on a journey.
Oh, man. I, there's a lot of stuff in this book that I can't talk to my brother about. But there was a lot of fun stuff in here. I wrote some stuff down here that we could talk about.
Why can't you talk to me about it?
Sex.
Oh, okay. I don't want to know. I don't. Take me back. Take me away. I regret. Okay, let's go to your notes.
I would say this book did have a lot of sex and diarrhea.
Do they often go hand in hand? Have I been doing it wrong?
No. Go talk to your mom about that.
I'm not going to talk to my mom about sex. I mean, my face is red. I can feel it. No, I'm not talking about sex with any of my family.
Exactly.
But we all do talk about diarrhea.
We do all talk about diarrhea. And so, Samantha Irby, from what I've gathered from this, she has like IBD or Crohn's. I can't remember if she has both or if she's diagnosed with Crohn's or if some of this happened before she was diagnosed with Crohn's or IBD. Not sure. But she definitely has a lot of diarrhea. And there was one chapter that was just full of, you know, tips on proper bathroom etiquette. And, like, there was a lot of diarrhea.
I feel like part of this could be a sequel to Everybody Poops.
Yeah. It could. It really could. And it was hilarious. It was really, really hilarious. One of my favorite chapters in this book is when she's describing how her and her wife got their dog. And I cannot remember what the dog's name was, but I just kept thinking of our dog, Cooper, who's just like a little bark-tastic, barky bark, barkson. And I wrote down this. So they ended up going to pick the dog first. Like they wanted to get a dog. They found a dog. They rushed over to the rescue and it's already spoken for. Okay. And this happens like a couple times. And so then one of those times they're like there at the rescue or the shelter. And they're like, well, is there any other dog, you know? And the lady brings in this dog that's like a little ratty looking, a little standoffish, like just, you know, he's been there a while. And maybe he's a little bitter about it. We don't really know. But the lady just immediately starts drawing up the paperwork. And they haven't even decided if they like this dog. But they end up taking the dog home, even though... Like, it was like, whoa, okay, we're being rushed out with this dog that we just met. So that was, like, that was hilarious to describe. But she's taking him to his first daycare. Because I think he's, like, a bar. He goes to daycare. I think it's probably too much not to just have him in the home alone. And she's afraid that he's not going to be allowed back to it. And this is, quote, when she picked him up, and she was really, really dreading, like, are they going to tell me I can't bring this dog? Because he barks at everything. He's just, like, very reactive. And he's a little guy. He's a little dog. quote, "He's a very spirited guy." And then she put in parentheses, "He was bad." Like, that's how she interpreted it. He was bad. So the person giving her her dog back, he was a very spirited guy, meaning he was bad.
Oh.
And wow, he's so vocal. Loud and bad. And he loves to be a leader. Bossy, loud, and bad. And I wrote that down because, yeah, I found that really hilarious.
So this book is comedy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh.
It's definitely comedy. You can tell by the hilarity mentioned on the cover.
I read those words. I did not comprehend them. Mainly because I was wondering what seditiously means.
Mm.
Which I now know.
What does seditiously mean?
Well, obviously, it means a lot. It's a lot funny.
Like diarrhea?
Diarrhea is a lot funny?
No. There's just a lot of it and it doesn't stop.
Oh. Wildly, diarrheally funny. Great. All right, keep us on this journey.
Okay. I did write down one thing. Well, actually, I don't know if I should say that on air, but there was a very short essay on whales, and she was, like, basically high writing it, or she's writing about after she got high and thought about it, but she was writing about whales and how amazing that it is that they're on the planet, and she likes to get high and think about it.
That is a wonderful thing to like, be high to, right?
Yeah.
You're not forgetting your troubles. You're not thinking about the regrets of your life.
Right.
You're just chilling, thinking about whales.
Right.
How calm.
Yeah.
I bet that's how the whale in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy came about. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
What was the guy's name?
You know, I was hoping you weren't going to ask me any questions about that book because I have never read it.
Is it McAdams, the author?
Maybe.
Oh, God.
This is one of those books I knew I wanted to read and then just never did.
What was his name? Oh, well. So anyway, a whale falls out of the sky. Go on.
That was it. That was the whole essay for that one. I really want... Okay. I just want to talk about something I really appreciate about this book.
Okay.
Bisexuality is generally invisible.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that people generally assume you're one or the other, depending on, like, the gender of your partner at the time. And so there's a lot of, like, you know, you were gay back then, but now you're straight.
How did you pray away the gay? Right? Is that what happened to you? You know, we were just reading Slewfoot.
Right.
Did you read that and all the gay went away because you were afraid of the devil?
Nope.
Wow. But where did it go?
So what I appreciated is that I did not know anything about Samantha Irby going into this book. And I quickly realized while reading the book that she's bisexual.
Did she tell you she's bisexual?
No.
How did you quickly realize that she was bisexual?
Well, the way that she talks about... Like I said, there's a lot of sex in this book that we're not going to talk about.
Okay.
But just the way that she talks about attraction to men and she's married to a woman and, like, it wasn't this, like, past tense, like, back when I slept with men, you know?
Oh, back when I
found men attractive, back when I was straight.
Before camp.
Right. It was like, it was just there. You know, and I really, really appreciated that because, like, as a bisexual myself, like, I often feel invisible and you don't, there's no way to know, really, unless you know me and you know my past relationships or you ask about what it is. But, yeah, I really appreciated that. There was no kind of, like, demonizing the attraction to the opposite sex now that she's married to a woman or something like that.
Because she's obviously decided.
Right.
Don't keep us going in between the two extremes. You're just messing with us.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you messing with us?
Right.
Right.
Just pick one.
Yeah, just pick one. Jeez. Right.
All the horrible things that bisexuals hear all through their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hear it here on By Its Cover.
But in a more satirical way, hopefully.
Sure.
Yeah. So I really appreciated that. Mm. Like, I really, really did. And I also really, I'm going to say it. Screw it. I'm just going to say it.
Do it.
I appreciated, there's this one chapter on masturbating. And she, the only thing I'm going to mention about that chapter, because I'm sitting here with my brother, is that she talks about scissoring. And I laughed out loud reading the book, because through my whole life, I was like, nobody does that.
Scissor me timbers.
Nobody does that. That was created by men who think that that's what needs to happen in order for two women to have sex together. And oh my God, when she mentioned that in the book and like specifically wrote that down, no one does this. I don't know why this exists. I was like, I was laughing out loud.
Well, from a men's perspective, your parts have to touch.
And this is as far into this as we're going. And that's it. If you want to learn more on this, read the book.
If you want to learn more on this, Google scissoring.
Just don't. Just don't. It's don't. I'm still not sure if this will make it into the final episode, but just don't.
It has to. It has to.
So funny. It's horrible. I don't even know why that's a category.
I think my favorite scissoring was... Oh, my goodness.
No.
Was on...
We're just ending this here.
No, wait. My favorite scissoring was on South Park, where I think it was a school teacher who was trans. And that was how he thought that all worked.
Right.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
Absurdity.
Yeah.
Absurdity.
Anyway, ask your parents about scissoring.
I can't even. I'm just going to go.
Continue.
Yes, continue yeah. on.
Take us further on yeah. this journey. This is going great.
This was a funny pick. This was a really funny pick.
Why did you pick this book?
I was in the library looking for books. As one does.
Yeah. All right.
And I walked through this section called... They have a section called You May Have Missed This. And that section is where a lot of the books are facing forward. Okay. And this was there.
Do you think this section... is like the books that have been there for a long time that people haven't rented for a while?
I thought that they were maybe new or popular, or I think it's fairly new. He's looking on the cover.
Right.
What is this, ASMR or whatever?
You have to experience our lives through sound, so you might as well. 2023.
Yeah, right. So fairly new. Fairly and there's new. A lot of, like, what's the author's name? Something Hoover. And I haven't, like, I keep getting drawn to the covers of her books, but I think somebody told me that they're, like, sex books, and I'm not interested in reading romance novels. But there's a lot of her books in there.
Yeah, you not might interested. Have missed Smut.
Right. Yeah, I am not interested in that.
Although I heard from a group of friends... that there is a Smut book where doors, this person is attracted to doors. And so the book is about fucking doors.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I didn't either. I was like painting something and I was like, yep. okay, sure. And like just keep my head down. If that's for you, let us know why in the comment section.
Hopefully so. It's a good thing the comment section is non-existent. Fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know how this works.
Well, on social media. Anyway, no, don't comment. Just
email us at...
And I guess you'll never know the email. Forget it. Maybe it just mysteriously goes missing and it's
this
not
is
in
my
the
episode. Favorite so episode. Keep going. Just let's keep going.
Okay. There was a whole another chapter on, so she's got Crohn's or IBD, and she's like allergic to a lot of stuff, I think, in general, maybe, or sensitive gut. So she had gotten her nails done, like fancy done, and she didn't want to go back to the nail salon to take them off. Like, she doesn't normally wear them, and they were starting to drive her crazy. And so she takes, like, a file or a Dremel or something to them. Because she watches a YouTube video on how to take them off. So she, like, soaks them in acetone, and then she's, like, trying to file them, and she goes into the bathroom. And so she paints this picture of, like, she's in the bathroom doing this horrible thing to her nails to try to get the stuff off, like the gel ones or whatever. And the bathroom, you know, the odor smells like acetone. But before she sits down to, like, try to really go after these nails, she sees a bottle of, like, probiotics. She's like, oh, yeah, I should take some of those. Like, her wife takes them or something. And so she takes a couple because, like, whatever, you know, probiotics. They're good for you, right? And as she's doing this, like, she describes this, like, burning sensation or something feels really weird. She's like, well, maybe I'm in menopause, like a hot flash, you know? And then she gets up and looks in the mirror a little while later, like after she's been totally focused on, like, trying to file the shit out of her nails, and, like, her face is swollen and her eyes are swelling, and she totally forgot about the probiotics. And so she calls out for her wife and says, hey, like, something's wrong. And she's like, that's the tone where her wife knows that she's serious, because everything else is always not. And she comes in and, like, her eyes are swelling shut and her tongue is starting to swell, and she's, like, on the phone, like, call, you know, and, like, talking to the dispatch. And the dispatch lady's like, you need to go to the ER right now. She's like, I can drive, you know. And she's like, you're not gonna drive, ma'am. You should not drive yourself. And she ends up, like, trying to make jokes with the, you know, she's very, like, she needs to be, like, intubated or something. Like, she needs her airways cleared. And she's trying to joke with this big swollen tongue with the people who are trying to save her. And they're just like, ma'am, like, we are trying to save your life. Like, just stop.
I want
to
be friends with Samantha
Irby. I know. I really like her.
I want to meet this person.
Me too.
We need Samantha in our lives, I think.
I think we do. And I really am very interested in going to read more of her other books. And I didn't know what to expect out of this book, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. There was also a whole section on, she was a writer for the Sex and the City reboot, I guess. And there was a whole section about how she could have ruined every episode or something. I didn't watch it, so I felt really out of the loop. I couldn't really relate to that. But I'm sure that people who really love that show would be infuriated by that chapter. And I think that was the point.
That's incredible. I don't know anything about this individual other than we should be best friends.
If you're out there, Samantha, thanks for listening to this episode.
Call us, please.
Except we didn't put the email in because
it's been a while. Do you have any other stories you want to share with us?
No. Those are all the stories I wrote down, because the other ones were like, no.
Got it. Wow. So this would have been a really short book without those other ones.
Yeah. There's a lot in there. Yeah.
Did you read the accolades?
No.
You still haven't read them?
No, I don't think so.
There's one by BuzzFeed.
Oh, that's reputable.
So a very reputable mediacompany.com. One of the funniest writers out there.
Well, there you go.
And maybe they've just saved their reputation.
Maybe.
For being correct here.
Yeah. Gotta go read the other ones and see if they hold up.
Huh.
Maybe America's you should take that one home and read it.
America's most talented comic writer, The New Republic. Of what?
I don't know anything about them.
America's greatest living humorist.
Don't you want to sponsor us?
BuzzFeed? Or who? Samantha Irby?
New Republic? I don't know. Any of these that we don't know.
What? Why would a media company sponsor?
A very reputable company.com. Do you want to sponsor our podcast?
This episode is wild.
It is.
We should apologize.
Sorry.
I'm not apologizing.
It was wild.
That's great. And it's so funny that you're telling me to read a book that is predominantly sex, it seems.
And diarrhea.
All right. Anything else?
I guess that's it.
You want to do the outro?
Oh, what is our outro? Our next book is going to be A Horse Walks Into a Bar.
Which is a book, not a joke.
Right. I don't know the joke anyway. Ba-dum-tsh.
Well, a horse walks into a bar, and you'll have to figure out the rest on the next episode of...
By Its Cover.
Bye.
Bye.